Hello?
Hello, this is Charlie. I'm looking for John Leonard. It is there?
This is John.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the call, sir. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So, I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Thank you so much. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I don't know what that means. I'm very conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your age, sir?
62.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, sir, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race.
American.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much for letting me know, sir. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and unfavorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel like particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. What about Janel Boynum?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you so much. What about the Republicans in Congress?
I wouldn't know their names right now.
No, I mean, just remember, rating from 0 to 100, which 0 means you feel very cold, 100 means that you are, like, very comfortable with them, and 50 means that you are not, like, warm or cold with them.
Guess I'm not really warm with anybody in politics right now.
Thank you so much. What about Lori Chavez Remir?
Don't know them.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
Like I said before, I'm not satisfied with anybody in politics right now.
Okay. What about the Project 2025?
Don't know what that is.
Thank you so much. Now let me head the next question, sir. In the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
I don't know. I'd have to look at.
That's versus their job.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'll know when it's time to vote.
Okay, so we will say that you are kind of on the side?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Even though you say you were on the side, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean toward, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or should you should still like on the side?
Undecided.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Lynn Trump, Lynn Harris, or you don't know?
Don't know.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
I have no idea.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Jeremiah or Democrat Janelle Bynum? Are you on the side? Would you like other option, or you don't know?
Undecided.
Thank you so much. Even though you say you are on the side, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean toward, Republican Lori Chavez Jeremiah or Democrat Janelle Bynum, if you are on the side, please say so.
I'll decide when the time comes.
Thank you so much. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support her, or you don't know?
I don't know. I don't know who she is.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. But like somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Undecided.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Jeremiah is handling her job as your member of Congress, or you don't know? It's like you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I don't know.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Lori Chavez Jeremiah. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Jeremiah for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So Lori Chavez Jeremiah broke her promise to U.S. She ran as a pro-choice candidate, and she said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would overreach Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Is this a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know?
I don't know. Everybody in politics breaks their promises.
Yeah. What about Lori Chavez Jeremiah voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. It is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know.
I don't know enough about it, and I'll make a decision. Plus, it sounds like you're pushing for the Democrat side, so I don't want to answer anymore.
Well, sir, we are just heading to the end, so I would like you to please stay just with me a little bit, and everything will be completed. Yeah. So, sir.
Why are you only saying bad stuff about Republican candidates the Democrats, they're just as rotten as anybody else, so.
Well, it's just to make sure about the decision or, you know, the thoughts people have on their politicians representing them. So this is just part of the service, sir. So,
I see what you're taking to.
Hello, sir?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you so much. So, following with the survey, Chavez Ramirez is a mega extreme who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. Under budget's proposal would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more mega extremists. It is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know.
I don't know.
Thank you. Chavez Ramirez has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cut environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Ramirez, a vote for these dangerous programs. Is this a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? Well, you don't know.
I don't know.
Thank you. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez Ramirez is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen, and supporting politicians who refuse to say they will certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. These stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Remire, who won't protect her democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Is this a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Ramirez is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivers billions to this district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about in this election. Is this a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you so much. Now, sir, I'm going to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Ramirez or Democrat Daniel Viner? Or you are on the side? You have any other option in mind, or you don't know?
I have none.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a statement that Danielle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Danielle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and active victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is still liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize her drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school program for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a weird moment, nothing is more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Ramirez or Democrat Danielle Bynum? You are on the side. You have any other option in mind, or you don't know?
Undecided.
Thank you so much. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. So what is the last question of schooling that you have completed? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? So sorry.
A little bit of college, no degree, but.
Okay, got it. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Okay, just a few questions. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or did you not vote, or you don't know, or you have any other option on mind?
No comment.
So sorry?
I said no answer.
Okay. So, well, sir, thank you so much. This concludes your survey. Thank you very much for your participation. This important information will help us to have a better understanding on what's going on, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good one.